Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Estate and Asset Protection Planning Firm, Barth Calderon. Thanks for checking out this edition of Wealth Protector TV. And some of you may be listening to this on our blog or on our podcast, Wealth Protector Radio. So thanks. I'm here today with our alliance partner, Sagar, who is a tax professional. Sagar, can you hear me okay?
I can, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Great. You're welcome. And so listen, we're going to jump right into this. You know, Sagar and I were talking offline. And we figured, you know, it's the end of the year. People are thinking about their planning, updating things, looking to the new year. So I thought this would be a good time to have Sagar on and fill us in on some of the front burner issues, Sagar, that you're talking to your clients about when it comes to taxes. So love to hear what people should be thinking about.
Sure. So, you know, Paul, one thing that we're hearing a lot from a lot of our clients that we're having conversations on pretty frequently right now is some of the new tax legislation in the Senate and the House.
Right.
So one of the big things, especially for California residents, is that the state income tax deductions would be going away. So really something that every business owner should be thinking about right now, especially if your income's a little higher, is prepaying your state income taxes in this year before December 31st, while those deductions are going to be still available for you. Assuming that next year they're probably going to go away.
Is that for all business owners or a certain size of a business owner?
I would say it's for all business owners for the most part, because if you're a wage earner, you can't really control when you pay state taxes, but a lot of times businesses are paying taxes quarterly, and that last quarterly payment is generally due January 15th of the following year.
Okay.
And so what we're having pretty much all of our clients do right now is to make that payment prior to December 31st, and sometimes even kind of overcompensate and pay extra, because this might be our last opportunity to have a state tax deduction, which is generally one of the larger deduction items for a lot of our clients.
Oh, interesting.
And then also on a little bit of a smaller scale, again, with California real estate and stuff like that, property taxes are going to be limited to $10,000 a year. That's what we're expecting. And so if you have property taxes that are more than $10,000, you may want to take that payment that's generally due in February and pay it before the end of the year as well.
When you say it's limited to $10,000, when you say limited, you mean it's some sort of a deduction?
Yeah. So normally property taxes for most people are deductible 100% as an itemized deduction on their return. And so, and we're talking about just primary residence, but that deduction is going to get limited to $10,000.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have a house, you bought it for over $1 million, generally your property taxes are going to be over $10,000. And so we want to try to make those payments within this year so that you can deduct the full amount.
So if this law comes to pass on that particular issue, is it January 1? It starts there. So if you do it, you know, now, between now and the end of the year, you're okay.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the details are still in committee. So they're talking about it right now. There was some reports that came out about it today that weren't too favorable. But generally speaking, a lot of these changes could go in effect next year. So we want to go ahead and make those payments now, both for the state and the property taxes.
Got it. Yeah. What other sort of issues are coming up as you're talking to people, any, you know, property owners or business owners or even families, you know, what, anything else they should be looking at?
Yeah. So, you know, the next really hot button topic that people are talking about is really the tax rate, right? So there's excitement about the tax rate going down, definitely going down significantly for corporations. They're going to more of a, not a flat tax, but a really slimmed down tax schedule at a top rate of 20%. And then on the flow through businesses, there's kind of different versions between the House and the Senate. But what looks like is going to pass, or what our expectation is that they're going to give some sort of deduction based on income. So, you know, right now they're floating around a 23% deduction. So if you have an income of $1 million, you'll get a $230,000 deduction. So that's a really hot button topic. So a couple of things that need to be considered that are really significant is, one, if your business would qualify for those deductions. So it's a very limited industry group set that will qualify. And there's a lot of pretty major exclusions. So like healthcare wouldn't qualify, hotels don't qualify, law firms don't qualify, CPA firms don't qualify. So you want to know kind of what you're playing with right now. So you want to see if you qualify for that past due deduction, for one. And then two, if you do qualify, one thing that we're suggesting is trying to front load your deductions in this year. So things like capital improvements, if those are pending, you know, there's about a month left in the year, we want to try to fast forward those deductions into this year while we know the tax rate's higher. And another really big thing is, you know, a lot of people have company retirement plans, defined benefit plans, profit sharing plans. If you don't normally max those out and maybe you do a little bit every year, you should potentially consider putting more in this year and then potentially not putting as much in next year. So we know the tax rates are going to be higher this year than they are next year. So you're going to get a much larger bang for your buck to have a write-off this year and then kind of delaying a taxable income event to next year.
So what do people do? I mean, at the end of the year, there's sort of all these question marks out there about what's going to happen. Are you meeting with clients now? Is it sort of taking an inventory of where you stand now and how you might be impacted? Let's start looking at some action items.
Really, it should have started a little while ago. But the problem with this year in particular that makes it difficult is we don't know what the law is, right? So the House came out with a bill last month, and then now the Senate, you know, came out with a bill a couple weeks ago, and they're both going to go into committee to discuss the bill, potentially have changes, or not even potentially, but definitely have changes. So we don't know what the law is going to be. So right now we're just kind of making our best guess estimate of what we think the law is going to be. So we know certain things, right? We know that there's going to be a reduction in tax rate for flow-throughs. We know that corporate tax is going to go down. And we know the state income tax deduction. So based on those things, we're trying to make just some informed decisions right now. But a lot of these changes are going into effect next year. So more so for now, we're starting to think about the way we do certain things and then really be ready next year to potentially implement some really major changes. So, you know, for example, right now, I mentioned that there's those industry groups that don't qualify for the lower rate for past. Yeah. You know, we're considering switching those businesses to C-Corps right now, which is a pretty big change from historically what small businesses have done. We've pretty much always recommend having LLCs, having S-Corps, eliminating the double layer of taxation. But bringing the corporate rate down to 20% is really significant. And even with a double layer of taxation, there's a lot of instances where it's going to make sense to have C-Corps. And that's a really kind of in-depth calculation and a really thoughtful conversation people should be having with their CPAs.
Interesting. I want to end with this. Are there any particular concerns or worries that you're hearing from your clients? Like what's on their mind right now that they're trying to figure out?
You know, everyone's worried about taxes going up, right? I think that's the big thing. There's also, you know, the issue with estate taxes for taxable estates. The House kind of eliminated estate taxes altogether. The Senate has a $10 million exemption, so they're doubling the exemption amount. And so, you know, another thing that we're doing with our clients is this is a time of the year to kind of do year-end gifting and sales to defective trust and things like that, right? And so we're kind of reconsidering what we're doing, maybe sometimes putting it on a hold. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of time. But you definitely need to reevaluate kind of your gifting strategy. And if you were going to make a large sale to a defective trust, consider what the increased exemption or possible elimination of the estate tax is going to have with that.
Great. Good stuff, Sagar. My takeaway from this is that now absolutely is a time to take inventory of your particular situation, whether you own a business or not, or own property, and just understand kind of how you could position yourself in the best way possible as these new laws come into play. Would you say that's a good takeaway?
I would say that's absolutely correct. I mean, you could do the easy things right now, like prepaying state taxes. That's something that's a slam dunk. But really start opening your mind to the conversation of how are we going to manipulate our business around the existing tax laws, whether it's making changes, keeping things status quo, or just kind of moving around when you would normally take a deduction.
Great. Good stuff, yeah. Sagar. Thanks so much. And thanks, everyone, for joining. We'll see you next time.
All right, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Bye.